Good morning and welcome to Great Loop Radio, brought to you every Friday morning at 10 a.m. by America's Great Loop Cruisers Association. AGLCA and our Admiral sponsors, Barber Marina, Curtis Stokes & Associates, Dog River Marina, Dozier's Regatta Point Yachting Center, Dozier's Waterway Guides and Magazine, and Skipper Bob Publications invite you to join us as we explore the Great Loop every Friday morning with a show chock full of information that's useful to you, whether you are dreaming of, in the midst of, or planning a trip around the Great Loop. And don't forget to visit our ship store at www.greatloop.org, ship store. Thanks and enjoy the show.
Hi, everyone. As Beth introduced us, this is America's Great Loop Cruisers Association weekly blog radio segment. Steve is with us as usual, Steve Cromer, our technical person and customer service, and I'm Janice Cromer, and I do everything except the technical stuff.
Good morning, everybody.
For those non-members out there, the Great Loop is the continuous waterway that includes the eastern portion of North America. That encompasses, of course, the Atlantic and Gulf intracoastal waterways, the Great Lakes, the Canadian Heritage Canals, and the inland rivers of America's heartland. America's Great Loop Cruisers Association, or AGLCA as we call ourselves, is an organization of people who share a sense of adventure and curiosity about the loop. Our association's primary purpose is to disseminate information and enhance the overall experience for those learning about, dreaming of, as well as exploring and safely cruising America's Great Loop. Our website is www.greatloop.org. There's just a plethora of free information out there for you. Just about anything on the left-hand column of the webpage is free to members and non-members. Of course, we'd love for you to become a member, and you can do that by just clicking Join AGLCA. Please welcome our co-hosts this week, Captains Chris and Elise Caldwell of Captain Chris Yacht Services. The Caldwells are well known in the industry for their extensive knowledge of cruising and their expertise in training those new to the cruising lifestyle. Elise and Chris are coming to us live from the Miami Boat Show and will share with us some of the excitement of the event. Since there's also been chatter in the discussion forum on bicycles, Elise is well honed in that skill of biking while cruising, and she'll give us some pointers. If anyone would like to call in with a question or a comment for Chris or Elise, the toll-free number is 877-497-1815. We encourage you to call and be part of our show. Chris and Elise, tell us what the show is like this year.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Chris.
And this is Elise. And we're at the Miami Boat Show live. And it's a little bit cool for us down here in Florida. It's in the high 60s this morning. Brr.
That's warm for most of the country, Elise.
I know. I'm teasing. You should come on down. It's an awesome show.
I think that's bragging.
Maybe. But that's okay.
Well, we want to welcome everybody to the radio show being broadcast live, remote, and by two different cell phones here at the Miami Beach Boat Show. And please forgive us for any feedback with the two different cell phones. We're trying to stay distant enough apart we don't experience that. First, we want to tell you what the Miami Boat Show is. The Miami Boat Show is a very large boat show, probably the largest boat show in the entire world, and that encompasses three different locations. One is the Miami Beach Convention Center, which is the hub of all activities, and you can board a bus, a free shuttle bus, to go to different locations. One of the locations is the Miamar, or Miami Marina, which is where Strictly Sail has all of the sailboats for the boat show. Another location is the Marriott and Doubletree Hotel, which has the powerboats in water. And then go back to the convention center and transfer to a different shuttle bus that will bring you to the Miami Beach Yacht and Brokerage Boat Show, which is on Collins Avenue. Now, on Collins Avenue, we are speaking from Trawler Port, which is a sister of Trawler Fest, and we are giving different presentations today, Saturday, and Sunday, and they're all free, and everybody's welcome to come. We're on ramp number 4 at the Trawler Port tent, easy to find. So I'll give it back to Elise and tell you what we've discovered yesterday at the VIP day at the convention center with all of the new products, where we got to meet the factory reps and also the factory engineers and designers that make this equipment.
Chris, can I interrupt for a minute, please?
Of course.
What are the subjects of the talks that you're giving in the next 3 days?
Well, we're going to be doing Cruising Together, how we started and are still doing it after 20 years, which helps people who are thinking about this big adventure and aren't quite sure how they can get into it if they've never owned a boat before. And then on Saturday, we're going to be giving Rules of the Road Made Simple, which is, I'm sorry, that's not the one. That's Palm Beach. We're doing Cruising Together today, and tomorrow we're doing Rules of the Road Made Simple. No, that's the same thing. That's on Palm Beach also.
We're doing Bahamas today.
Whatever. I'm sure they'll be wonderful, and it's great that they're free. I hope a lot of our members get a chance to hear you speak. It's wonderful always.
Well, my comment.
I got it now. It's Bahamas today, then it's Cruising Together tomorrow, then it's Navigation on Sunday. And the neat part about tomorrow and Sunday is that just before us, there's a couple that's going to be speaking on the Great Loop, and they're going to be showing some great photographs of different places that they've gone to, again, getting people excited who have never done that before.
Great. Okay, Elise, what have you seen, and what's different this year?
Okay, well, we got on the shuttle bus yesterday, and we went from the convention center. I mean, we went from the Miami Yacht and Brokerage Show over on Collins Avenue over to the convention center, and we looked for what's new. And for somebody who's coming to the Miami Boat Show for the first time, everything's going to be new and everything's going to be exciting. And when we were just talking this morning before the radio show, a lot of people were saying, you can't possibly see this whole show in just 3 days. And it's true, you can't. So you have to think about what is your focus, what are you looking for. And in our case, we were looking for what was new and exciting. So some of the new and exciting things that we saw were some man overboard features. I know sometimes people get a little bit nervous about what do I do? There's only two of us traveling together. How am I going to find out that somebody went overboard? There's a couple of new features, one through Garmin, and it's a wrist, almost like a wristwatch, that not only allows you to do that, but it also allows you to have an anchor drag alarm right next to your, where you're sleeping, because it's on your wristwatch. It allows you to do all the basic features of your GPS, and it's pretty cool. And then Landfall Navigation also has a product that they have that's similar, but it's totally hooked up to an AIS, which for those of you who have an AIS, that's a great thing. But the other beauty of it is that if I go overboard with this SafeLink, that's what it's called, anybody who's in the area who has an AIS is also going to pick it up, that there's somebody that went overboard. So that's really a cool feature. And these are very small. Both one is the size of a wristwatch, and then the SafeLink is the size of maybe about two cigarette lighters. Pretty small.
Love the idea of the alarm if your anchor starts to drag during the night.
Yes. You know, so many of us have this wonderful feature on our screen, on our display. But go into your stateroom and hear, or listen, try to hear, if you can register that there's an alarm going off, because our hearing is not what it used to be, let's all admit it. And so you have to either put in a speaker into your stateroom so that you can hear the alarm, or some people have taken baby monitors and done that. But this is really a nice feature, because no matter where you are, you've got this on your wrist, and it can alarm and tell you that you're dragging. Even, this is the cool part, if you're ashore, just a little distance away, if you're ashore, you might be able to hear that anchor dragging thing. So that's something to see at Garmin. Then another feature, I know a lot of people have talked about, where do you put your dinghies? Where do you put your dinghies? Mm-hmm. And there's a new cradle that's out there, a dinghy cradle, that is something that can be actually affixed to your swim platform with minimal power requirements. And for those of us who are not really keen about crawling all over our roof to launch our dinghy with a davit, this is kind of a neat feature. And my favorite is polarized fit-over sunglasses because, again, most of us are using glasses, whether we want to admit it or not, to be able to read our charts and see in the distance. I'm wearing bifocals, you know, transition-type lenses, and it's very difficult to see with the glare. So to change back and forth from a prescription sunglass to your regular glass when you go inside the salon is difficult. Sometimes you have to carry the two different pairs of glasses. Well, granted, fitovers are the same concept where you have to carry a pair, but you can slide them on top of your head or hang them from a lanyard, but they don't cost near what your polarized sunglasses cost.
Mm-hmm.
You've got your prescription sunglasses, I mean. You've
right.
got these fitovers that don't need to be quite as big as Captain Chris wears. They can be a little bit smaller, like the ones that I wear, and they're only $39.95, which is awesome.
Oh,
and
that
that's
is
a couple
fantastic
different sunglasses.
Price, my goodness.
Yes, it is a very good price. And they this new company that's at the convention center has a smaller frame than I've ever seen before. So just walk around the show, and you'll see all kinds of neat things. Chris has got a few other things that he wants to talk about, I think, for the show.
Oh, it's just one question. The wristwatch that you can use as an alarm for overboard and anchors,
uh-huh.
do you
uh-huh.
remember what the price was on that?
It was under $500, but that was if you had that Garmin brand of, let's see if I can find that paperwork. I got it. Okay, I have it in front of me. And it's $4.99.
I'm sorry, say that again. You broke up.
It's the name of the wristwatch is called Quatix, Quatix, and it is compatible to a number of different Garmins, but it does require a transceiver that's sold separately, and I'm not sure exactly how much that transceiver is.
Thank you.
And you're welcome.
Okay, Chris.
Okay, some other things to think about. We're all used to typical trawlers, and we like to jokingly refer to a trawler as a fat, slow boat, meaning economy, and it's traditionally designed after a shrimp trawler or a scalloper or something like that. But the trawler world has moved into quicker and faster and swifter boats, and Beneteau is the first trawler to develop an IPS Volvo, which is the pod drive system. And Beneteau has a ST50, a Swift Trawler 50, here at the Miami Brokerage Show on Collins Avenue that has the Volvo IPS pod drives. And that also means that it is joystick controls, joystick for directions and for speeds, forward, reverse, right, and left. So that's an interesting visit to go and look at that.
What
other things
can
to
she
look
at, Chris?
Pardon me?
How many knots does she travel at?
Well, it's a Swift trawler. It will top out at 23 knots.
Great, thank you.
23 knots is a very fast boat. Also, some other things to think about, and we noticed this on another web forum just last night. There seems to be a new discussion on anchors. What is the best type of anchor? Truly, there is no single best anchor in the world, but there is an anchor that's probably closest to being the best multipurpose anchor, and that's called Ultra, U-L-T-R-A. And he has two booths here at the Miami Boat Show, one inside the convention and one on Collins Avenue. Basically, this anchor is a plow-type anchor. Plow means it's pointed, and it's good for going into hard bottoms, sand bottoms like the Keys and the Bahamas. It's also good for rocks. But everybody thinking about a plow knows that that may not be your first choice for slimy mud or clay bottoms like Georgia and South Carolina. But the difference in this anchor that we recognize is it's not a convex plow anchor, but it's a concave plow anchor, and the point is lead filled, and it has a solid shank, which means there's no knuckle or no swivel on the shank. A lot of people may think that the swivel is an advantage to preventing the shank from bending, but actually I believe it's a disadvantage preventing the point from stabbing down into the seafloor. So this anchor is a plow, concave, good for mud, solid shank, good to force the point to penetrate the seafloor. And the secret that they've told us, and we're glad to share this with AGLCA World, is how many times do you pull up your anchor and it's got mud stuck on it? We've got a secret to help solve that problem. Should I tell them, Elise?
Go ahead. It's worth it.
Wax the anchor. Sounds silly, but put some wax on that nice stainless steel anchor, and when the anchor comes up, the mud slides off. It's incredible. It works. We've done it before. We know for a fact it works.
But it still has the same holding power?
Oh, it's got the same holding power as other anchors. Our problem on our boat, we own a 1980 Gulfstar boat, and in those days, they built boats with one anchor pulpit that could only hold one anchor. So in our cruising days, we had multiple different anchors, including Bruce, Max, Delta, North Hill, and we would change the anchor. So when we're in Florida, we'd use our Delta plow. When we're in Georgia, we would use our Max. When we're up north, we'd use our Bruce. So we're all the time changing different anchors. The newer, more modern boats have got one pulpit with two anchor launchers, or starboard side and a port side. So all of your newer trawlers carry two anchors, what we call a mud anchor and a sand anchor. So with our boat with a single launcher on the anchor pulpit, this is the best anchor we've found to serve all water bottom conditions, mud, sand, hard, rocks. It does it all. We've been using this for a couple of years now, and we absolutely adore it. It's terrific.
Fantastic. If I can interrupt for a minute, I think we're going to break for a commercial from Winter Harbor Marina.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
Winter Harbor Marina is located on the Oneida River, 1.5 miles west of Oneida Lake in Brewerton, New York, just minutes from Syracuse International Airport. Winter Harbor offers the lowest diesel fuel and gas prices from New York City to Canada. If you find a lower posted documented price, they will match it. Their amenities include complimentary courtesy vehicle, 24-hour pay-at-the-pump fueling, dockside water and cable TV, pristine bathrooms and showers, and emergency haul-out service. For more information, call 315-676-9276 or visit www.winterharborllc.com. Winter Harbor is a proud commander sponsor of AGLCA.
Okay, Chris, what else is new with the show, or what else would you like to tell us about?
Well, what we've got right now is some two wonderful people that just walked up as we're doing our show. We have Jeff Leach, who's the associate publisher at Passage Maker Magazine, and we have John Tegmar from Krogan Express, which just happens to be right next to our trawler port tent. Beautiful, beautiful sight to see out the window. So I'm going to put you on speakerphone so you can talk to these two guys. Hold on.
Here we go. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Jeff, and I'm sorry, who is it from Katie Krogan?
John Tegmeyer.
Hi,
from Krogan Express.
To you.
Not to be confused with Katie Krogan.
Yeah, he's in the Krogan. He's the owner of Krogan Express.
Oh, I'm
which
sorry.
Is a
okay, Krogan
really,
Express.
Yeah, it's a really sleek profile boat. And there's a couple of Krogan Expresses who are out there doing the loop right now. One of the boat names is
Jacket Stew.
There you go, Jacket Stew.
I can't tell you who the other one.
Yeah.
I don't recognize the boat name. Sorry.
Jacket Stew. They're out of Jacksonville.
Okay.
And they were with us both in Norfolk on the way north and in Rogersville, Alabama on the way south. and they're somewhere in Florida right now.
Uh-huh. And Jeff, how are you doing?
We are doing great. The rain has stopped. The sun's coming out. So I encourage anybody in the area to come by and see the show.
Great.
And Chris and Elise will have a full seminar schedule and others today. So we really encourage people to get out here and learn and see some beautiful boats.
I'm sure that people will. Everybody loves the Miami Boat Show.
We're going to start the seminar schedule with Bruce Kessler. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Bruce is a renowned circumnavigator, and at 11 a.m. this morning, starting our pre-seminar series, is his discussion of circumnavigating. So he'll have an AV presentation, and he'll allow some time for questions and answers and really kind of go through what it was like to cruise the world for a couple years. And then we roll into a piece on Bahamas, Bahamas Bound, it's called, and that's delivered by Captain Chris and Elise. And then we have an actual life raft demo where we're going to allow people to actually deploy and get in a life raft. Better to do it on land here at the show and get familiar with it before you actually need it out at sea.
Yeah.
And then later on this afternoon at 2 o'clock, we have chartering, kind of an overview, and heaving line toss, which is a bit of a competition. So we encourage people to come out and see us. And then, of course, we have tomorrow all day and Sunday all day as well.
Sounds like a great presentation schedule.
Absolutely. These are all free. That's the most exciting part of a cruiser is four-letter F-word, right? Free.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming on.
Okay, see you guys later. We're back.
Okay, Elise, we had scheduled some time to talk a little bit about biking, but if you've got a lot more to do about the boat show, we can put that at another time. Your choice. What would you like to cover?
I'm going to tell you, we could talk for days about the Miami Boat Show. All I'm going to say is this. You got to come down. You got to see it at least once. And if you already own a boat, don't fret. There's tons of other things. You can make a list. And if you come on the first day, you get to talk to all the factory people, all the engineers, all the designers of the product, which is fabulous because you can learn a lot more about things that you already own, as well as give some input to things that you'd like to see in some of the new products that they're designing. So, you know, I'll be more than happy to switch gears and talk about bicycles and all the things that we had to deal with when we were cruising full time. For over 8 years, we did not own a car. So we're very familiar with bicycling for a primary means of transportation.
Why don't you touch on the advantages of it?
Well, first of all, I was about 2 sizes smaller than I am now. It's a very good way to get exercise. Once you get that car, you get a little lazier and you don't exercise as much as you did when you didn't have that car. But we started out with rather expensive bicycles that were stainless and had, I think, 12 or 15 gears. And guess what? Stainless is just that, stainless, not stain-free. So there were definitely parts of the bicycle that still rusted on us. It was very difficult for us to get the parts and pieces to exchange when we needed to do repairs on our bicycle because you were in the middle of cruising in these tiny little towns that sometimes did not have the parts that you needed or you had to wait for something to be delivered. So as time went on, what we did is we borrowed from one bicycle to fix the other, and then I got a foot brake, no gears, beach bicycle with fat, fat tires. And you might think, well, don't you need, excuse me?
Just a basic bike.
Just a basic bike, and it was less than $100, and it was something that people might say, well, you need the gears to deal with hills. How many hills do you see around the waterways? There are some that in some places, but most of the time you have pretty flat roads close to where your boat's going to be. So you don't really have a need for gears. You can do it most of the time with just a one speed bicycle, no gears. And then there's less things to break, right? Isn't that the opportunity that you have less things to break, less things to have a problem with? So then we had how do we gather our products? How do we get our groceries? How do we get our supplies? Well, I wanted those paperboard baskets. I wanted them desperately. And Chris convinced me that I didn't really want them. It was a hard sell. But his argument was correct. I did not want them because they rust. They stick out. Even if they fold, then you've got moving parts, more things to rust over and break and need to be repaired. And when I got these baskets, they're not really baskets, they're bags called panniers. And it's spelled P-A-N-N-I-E-R-S, panniers. And Chris has got a comment on what pannier really means, but it's a canvas bag that goes on like a saddle bag onto your bicycle. But in our case, it was actually two separate bags that connected to a piece that you might have had over your back tire, kind of like a little shelf that it connected to. Then you can remove them each time you leave your bicycle to go into the store and carry them with you to figure out what fits inside those bags, because you don't want to buy more than what's going to fit, otherwise you're back to having to carry it with your hands. And for anybody that needs me, I can show you. I got a couple of scars from falling off my bicycle. I'm not real talented. So I want as little balance issues as I can possibly have. And that's where the panniers were great. Like balance, if I bought a jug of Tide, that was the day that I also bought a 12-pound turkey, or I bought a couple of bottles of wine, something to balance it on
balance
either
it,
side
right.
of it. Mm-hmm. And
well, that sounds like a great idea. We are just about out of time. Anything you'd like to close with? Excitement about the show? What's the atmosphere?
Well, the atmosphere at the show is positive. It's upbeat. We believe that the boating business is on the recovery because more and more people are getting active, both in looking for boats and buying boats, and they're starting to live their dream.
Do you see it different from other years then?
Oh, it's different than the last 4 or 5 years. It's on a positive upswing.
Great.
We see that with the phone calls and emails that we get. And we see that at all the different boat shows that we attend. We know it's on the recovery and people are moving, or people are boating.
That's wonderful to hear. Steve, do you have any questions for Chris and Elise?
No, I don't.
Chris and Elise, I think it's time to close. I have to thank you so much for taking the time from your busy schedule. I know how busy you are the next couple of days. As usual, you've been wonderful. Chris and Elise will be presenting. We're not sure of the topic yet, but they will definitely be presenting at the AGLCA Spring Rendezvous in Norfolk, Virginia from May 6th through 9th. And thank you, guys. We'll see you
soon. You're welcome. Okie doke. We'll see you in May.
Have a great presentation for the next 3 days.
Thanks so much. Stay warm, y'all.
Yes, thank you. Bye.
Bye, everyone.